We have here a shmooze. The first shmooze is pretty obvious, but I want to develop it. Maybe I think I'm making it two or three steps. It's really the same shmooze, but just to develop it a little bit. I think if we develop it, it's a very sadistic shmooze. The basic shmooze, though, hopefully everyone saw. Hopefully. We have a pasuk that Yaakov comes ahead and asks Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef agrees and swears. And at the last, in the end of the parasha is, Yishtachlu Yisrael al-Rei Shamita. So apparently the pasuk is ambiguous. It's unclear who Yaakov, is Yisrael, is bowing to. Either one shot is he's bowing to say thank you to Yosef. Yosef just did his request. And the other shot is that he's bowing to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about that his request should be gotten. So the Rabag, Rashi, I believe, also has these two pshatim. The Rabag is working with these two pshatim. And first he's working with that he's bowing to Hashem. And the second is he's bowing to Yosef. So he says, "Atzoelas Ravi." The further Rabag we know writes what Musar learning, what we can learn from the Torah. So he says, Rabag to Rishon. He says one of the things we can learn from the Torah, the fourth one is from this story, "Hu sheroi la adam sheitein toida l'shem yisale v'isegu mevakshav," that it's proper for a person to thank Hashem when you attain something that you were searching for. Ki bizeh, why? Why is it important to say thank you? Ki bizeh yisyashay belev ha'anoshim, because by this will go into a person's heart, shahakohu me'ito yis'ara, that everything's from you, Hashem. Kimo shuba emes ba'atzmo, which is true. Okay, then, therefore, Nosan Yaakov told her Hashem yis'ara, Yaakov therefore gave a thank you to Hashem. Kasher Rosh, Hislim Vukasha, when he saw that he got what he wanted, Vishtachlido, and he bowed down. Okay, we can stop here. So he says that the Torah here, Yaakov Avinu is thanking Hashem, according to that pshat. Why are you thanking Hashem? Because Hashem gave him what he wants. From here we learn that it's proper to thank Hashem when you get what you want. Why? Because by this way, it will go into your heart that everything from Hashem. And this is why, what Yaakov did, what is that? So what's the first, pretty much the obvious shmooze, is it's mashma on the Rabag, that why did Yaakov thank Hashem? Because he's saying it's proper for a person to thank Hashem for the reason that in order that it should go into your heart, that everything is Me'ez Hashem. Udazeh, and for this reason, for this, that Yaakov did this, which means the Chayra, pretty, the Mashmos for sure, is that this reasoning applied by Yaakov. Obviously, if Yaakov had a different reason, so then you don't see from here that it's proper to thank Hashem for this reason, because if I cared, Yaakov thanked Hashem for a different reason. Right, and so it's very strongly mashma, probably more than very strongly mashma, that he's saying that this reason that he's giving, in order to knock into your head, into your feelings, that I call Mito Yisada, was the reason, that was what was motivating Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was thinking, I should thank Hashem, because it will be Yisyashe Belev Anoshim, Shakome Ito Yisada. Right? That's pretty much what he seems to say. So the standard shmooze, which is pretty obvious, is who are we talking about? In other words, Bishlama, us. Okay? So we're lacking in Amuna, Bitachin. So therefore we have to go ahead and do tricks to go ahead and make that we should feel more that Akome Ito Yisbara. Sada. But Yaakov Avinu, he's called the Bechir Shavavis. Bechir Shavavis means that he was on not about Sitkis, because maybe Avram Avinu was the first, it was the hardest, but on Madrega, it's like on the highest level of Shlemus of the Avis, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, moving up. Yaakov Avinu is a person who's had Nevuah, right, and many Nevuahs. Yaakov Avinu is Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu sees Malachim. Vayishach Yaakov Malachim. He has control over Malachim. He wants to go ahead and talk to Esav. He sends Malachim. You know, he has the dream of Malachim Oyden V'Yarden. Yaakov Avinu is on such a tremendous high level of Kedusha. He talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, every morning he wakes up, good morning Hashem, good morning Yaakov. Right, I'm exaggerating, but in that sense, it was this closeness. He was with Yaakov Avinu. So why in the world would Yaakov Avinu need to say thank you, this Yashav that Akom Ito Yisado? Yaakov Avinu doubted, questioned, did not, and was missing in Bitochen. Right? The Rabbag says, Kimoshu Emes by Emes. The Rabbag saying, I know, he knows, we know, everyone, that if something good happens, Ashkacha Pratis, it happened from Hashem. Especially this was something which wasn't so simple. That apparently was a special for Yaakov. We're not talking about just any old little thing. This was a major thing for Yaakov. It was majorly difficult, maybe difficult for Yosef to do it. So it was a major thing. That's why he got this major thank you. So anyway, Yaakov Avinu doesn't know that major events in life are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Aleph Beis of Emuna, Bitochen. Every 6-year-old knows that today. And the Rabbag says it. Kemoshu Emes. That's the Emes. How does Rabbag know that's the Emes? Because that's everyone knows that's the Emes. So why in the world does Yaakov Avinu need to do something to help him? He's Yashay Belev. He knows it already. That's the obvious shmuz. It's a typical shmuz. Who are we talking about? And the typical shmuz answer, which we always say is the best shmuz, because it's the most muchrok shmuz and the most guaranteed to be emes, is that mean the parenty? Yes, that Yaakov Avinu does need. Apparently, Yaakov Avinu felt a certain lack. That, and he felt, and it's important, I gotta be mechazik myself. What's the hesber? The hesber is basic is saying that the Bari Musar always say, that there's the intellect and there's the emotions. And a person intellectually, obviously if Yaakov Avinu has nevuah, and Yaakov Avinu saw malachim, and Yaakov Avinu saw nisim geluyim, he doesn't intellectually have any shaylas in emunah. Intellectually, it's clear, but there is hargoshes emotionally, and the heart and the intellect don't always go together. In fact, they almost never go together. So that even Yaakov, we're not talking about the seichel. Of course, intellectually, seichel, Yaakov might have, you know, 199.999, 100% amuna, whatever it is, but the lave is missing. The lave, there's a certain noticeable chisarin which Yaakov felt it was important. It wasn't so trivial that who cares, some level that it's irrelevant and immaterial. There was a important level of lack in Yaakov. Yaakov felt this is at the end of Yaakov's life. It's an amazing thing. You're talking about one of the Gadol Yaakov. He's living, it's 100, and I don't remember, 40-something odd years. I don't remember the years exactly. And he's at the end of his life, and he still feels that he's missing in a certain amount of the feeling that everything is from Hashem, and he's working on gaining that feeling. He's learning Musar, so to speak, to reach a more of a Madrega. And this saying thank you, oh, that's going to help. You know, you see, you've been working on this your whole life. Okay, but this will add. Right? So there's a few very, very important chidushim. One, we'll start with the one, and then the most blatant chiddush is that obviously if Yaakov Avinu is missing this hargasha, then it's a dover pashat on the oid that we are missing it big times. Even if a person says he has emuna and he has bitachin, you know, even the biggest bali emuna and bitachin are missing this hargasha, and it's important to work on it. Right? So that's the blatant, obvious chiddush. So you see, if Yaakov Avinu is working on putting it into his lathe, then we have to do that too, even though that the intellect and the emotion don't go together. Okay. That's one. What I think is more interesting, because the first perhaps is obvious, is how do you go about working on it? Is what, you know, because what we were saying before, Yaakov probably is already 100 and some odd years. He's been working 100 years. So how do you go about working on it? So what you see here is, first of all, I would have said, without this Ralbag, that saying thank you, it would not do anything. First of all, this is, I already said thank you. I mean, Yaakov probably made every time he ate an apple, he said a bracha. He already said thank you hundreds and thousands and millions of times. So he's going to say another time thank you. So it was going to make a difference. That another time that you say thank you Hashem, right? Now he said thank you. So that's going to, you know, how many times, you know, if it'd be, I never said thank you, and now the first time in my life I say thank you, okay, that's going to knock it in. But this is at the end of Yaakov's life. If it's the right thing to say thank you, so he probably did thank you numerous times, you know, every day, 10 times a day, I don't know, every week, whatever, but it's definitely not the first time he's ever saying thank you. So if I did it already, okay? So and second of all, the whole thing is hard to understand, because if I'm missing, or if it's hard to talk about Yaakov, so apply it to us. The Rabag is saying that we should do the same thing. I'm missing a certain degree of hargasha that I call everything from Hashem. So something happens. I'm walking down the street and I find $10. Okay, now. So I feel that it's from Hashem, but there's a certain amount missing in my heart that I don't fully feel it's from Hashem. So part of me feels it's, oh, my lucky day, and my lucky, just luck. So what? So the Rabbi says, hey, that's no good. You're supposed to feel that it's all from Hashem. So what should you do? Say thank you to Hashem. But when I say thank you, if I only feel 75% from Hashem and 25% of me feels it's not from Hashem, so when I say thank you, I'm only saying thank you with 75% of my heart. So you would think that don't do nothing, because you're just, I can only say thank you with as much feeling as I have. If I only feel 75%, then I only say thank you 75%. And so how is a thank you, you know, I already have the 75% of feelings. I'm only saying thank you with a 75% feeling. Now the saying the thank you with 75% feeling is going to make me feel it 85%. It sounds strange. Why should an action, which is, if I'm not feeling, if I don't really mean the thank you, whatever, I don't mean it, or I'm missing in some form of lathe, so whatever extent I'm missing, so then the thank you is meaningless, and it's not going to do anything. But apparently, from the Rabbag, that's not true. In other words, Rabbag is saying at this Svara that even if I say thank you, and I don't fully mean it, because I'm missing some form of hargasha, but by just the fact that I said it, even though I didn't mean it fully, will make me mean it more. And even though I said thank you 25 times already, but it'll make me mean it more. So what the Rabbag is teaching you, I think it's a very important yisayid. Halacha l'maisa. In other words, you have a question. Many people ask. People do aveiros. Why do people do aveiros? it doesn't make sense. If you believe there's a God and you believe that he's going to punish you for an aveira, obviously the punishment is going to be greater than the benefit. Otherwise, it'd be a pretty silly, you know, God. So then why are you doing the aveira? You're going to lose more than you're going to gain. So some people say, oh, apparently if you do aveira, must be you're missing in your emunah. So what do you have to do? You got to go take a course in emunah, go study, go take a, sign up in some course in comparative religions or whatever to work on your emunah to prove to yourself that God exists. What the Rabbag is saying is it's not that you're missing in your intellectual emunah. It's very likely you're missing in your life. The problem is not intellectually you don't believe. Yaakov Avinu did not lack intellectualism. And he did not have to sign up for a course to prove scientifically that God exists. I'm sure Yaakov Avinu could have given that course perfectly well, got all the proofs with all the Bible codes and everything, going to prove that God exists. The problem is, there is a lay that's the problem. And when a person does an aveira, the probability is, why are we doing the aveira? It's not because we're lacking intellectual emunah. It's because we're lacking emotional emunah. It's a very important critic. People think that the fact that they do aveiras is a raya that I don't really believe. That's not true. Most people, Shiva used to always say, there's no atheist in the foxhole, which means that almost everybody, when you get push comes to shove, they basically deep down believe. Surely a person who's in yeshiva, the probability is that you basically believe. And that there's not a need to study, to bring another proof, another scientific proof. That's not the problem. The problem is that the intellect and the lave are not connected. So even though we might intellectually believe, we don't have the hargoshes. It's a chisaron in hargoshes. And the way to work on hargoshes is not the same way as you work on intellect. If the problem would be intellectual, then you would take a course in proving God exists. If the problem is emotional, then the way to work on emotional is what the Rabbag is saying. By doing the chitzonius maris apnimius, you don't have to take any course, you don't have to go read a book. What you do is you daven Shmona Esrei with more kavana, it'll help you. And a guy who finds himself doing aveiras, and he says, Aivei, it means I'm missing in my emunah. How should I strengthen my emunah? So you don't tell him, well, take a course from Rabbi, what's a mechanic. You're missing an emunah? Why don't you daven with more kavana? Pay attention to what you're saying. Read the words in the Siddur. You daven with more kavana, you pay attention to what you're saying, you'll discover you have more emunah. Because the words, speaking out, going through the action, saying, thank you, Hashem, will give you. But what do you mean? If I don't believe, so how saying the word is going to help me believe? Because it's not intellectual, it's emotional. And as far as emotions, actions affect the emotions. If your problem was intellectual, you don't believe, you're right. Saying Shmona Esrei is not going to give you intellectual belief. But if your problem, which is very, for sure, you see from this Rabbag that's part of our problem, is emotional, that we don't have the emotional hargosha, then saying the Shmona Esrei with Kavana gives us the emotional feeling. And it's a very, very Yisaitistic Rabbag. It's a basic hashkafa, which we, definitely the Bali Musar held of, we hold of very much in the yeshiva, that there is a major problem that people are lacking in the hargosha. It's a serious problem. It's a problem that has to be worked on. But the way to work on it is by saying thank you. The problem is that we don't say thank you because we don't even know what we're saying when we daven. So when you daven, you make a bracha, and you say it with more kavana, and you know what you're doing, that's a way of solving the person's lack of problems of emunah and bitachon. Okay. I just want to make one last point. It's the same, maybe, is that the Rabbag says that why did you say thank you to Hashem? In order to mechazek your emuna, pitachin, your agasha. Then he says, when I stopped, he says, and if you're going to say it's going on Yosef, that he's thanking Yosef, so that you learn it from a different lesson. You say, learn it from here, that you're supposed to thank people. Why are you, it's proper to thank people. So Hanukkah, if he's saying it's proper to thank people, so it's almost like a stira. He says, if Yaakov was thanking Hashem, why was he doing it? He's thanking Hashem to mechazek his bitachin, mun bitachin. If he's thanking Yosef, it's proper to say thank you. So and then the gufa you shrugged up your first shot. How do you know that when you're saying Yaakov said thank you to Hashem because he's working on emunah and bitachin? Maybe for the same, just like if he was saying thank you to Yosef, he's not saying thank you to Yosef because he wants to work on his emunah and bitachin. He's saying thank you to Yosef because that's proper midas. You're supposed to say thank you. Derech Eretz. Person does you a favor, say thank you. So maybe he's saying thank you to Hashem also for Derech Eretz. It's like it's almost a stira. Wow. He gives one reason. If he was saying thank you to Hashem, it's for one reason. If he's saying thank you to Yosef, it's for a different reason. How does he know? So I think the answer is Pashut, is because Yosef is a person. Because Baruch was not a person. We believe that you can't really give Hashem anything. So Yosef feels good when you say thank you to him. So it's Derech Eretz. Yosef did you a favor. Then it's Derech Eretz. At least give him, pay him back by saying thank you. Make Yosef feel good that you appreciate what he did. But Hashem doesn't need our thank you. Therefore, the Rabbag has a kasha. Why should I say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's not going to make Hashem feel good. Hashem doesn't, I don't give him anything by saying, maybe once it's good for us, it makes Hashem feel good because Hashem's happy that we're good. But intrinsically, in the first step, there's no reason to say thank you to Hashem because, I want to make Hashem feel good. Hashem doesn't need our thank you. He doesn't care. He's not a person. Oh, yeah, I'm so happy that you said thank you to me. So therefore, the Rabbag has to answer that the reason to thank Hashem is because it's good for us. The reason to thank Yosef because that's proper midas, you thank someone. Which means a realization, which is a continuation of our first theme, that when we daven, and a good part of the davening is a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we're saying brachas or we're saying the shvachim of tefillah, it's all for ourselves. It's not pshat that we got this crazy religion, chas v'shalom, where the God wants, he puts on a rule, you gotta spend a half hour a day thanking Hashem, cause his God, that's what he wants to hear, his praise. Here he gives you a script, he says, write this thing, here, get up here and stand and tell all the wonderful things about me, you know? It's what the Rabbag is saying, it's clear that Hashem doesn't get anything from our thank you. And if there would be no reason to say thank you, and the only reason to say thank you is because it's good for us. So when we're davening, if we're saying Pesukei Zimra, if we're saying a bracha, if we're saying Shmona Esrei, the whole part is the only time you get a thank you is your good. Right? People very often, they get to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, the end of Shmona Esrei, they have no kavana. The Bakoshes, they can have kavana because that's good for them. We have to, the Rabbag is teaching us is that all the thank yous in the davening, the sole purpose or the major purpose of the thank yous is for our benefit because it gives us a greater emunah. I just want to conclude. I heard from a very choshva adam gadol in Eretz Yisrael. I believe his name was Rasvi Pesach Frank. I think it was a descendant or relative to the famous Rasvi Pesach Frank, who was the Rav Yerushalayim. Shlita, still an older man, still alive, I believe, said he said that this is pshat. What this Rabbag is saying, he didn't say it on the Rabbag, but he said it's pshat in Ashrei. It fits in very nicely, and it's easy to have kavana. It's nice to have a kavana when you're saying. In other words, what does the Rabbag say? The Rabag says that the reason we say thank you, what we just made, is not because that's Hashem, is not because it makes Hashem happy, is not because Hashem feels good when we say thank you, Hashem doesn't need it at all. It's the whole reason we do it is only because it's good for us. How is it good for us? Because it increases our emunah, our bitachin. So he says, that's pshat in the Ashrei. If you read the psukim, see, usually we read the psukim, we don't read them together, even if we have kavana. But he read them together as a flow. It flows very nicely. Chanum v'racham Hashem. Erech apayim idol chosin. I'm not really sure the difference between chanun and gedol chesed. I don't know. Rachum is he has mercy. Erech apayim means he get angry. If he doesn't get angry, but okay, it means Hashem is very generous, right? Chanun comes from the word also. He gives out matzonet chinam, free gifts. Gedol chesed. He's extremely about chesed. Toiv Hashem lako v'rachma v'ko ma'asav. Again. Which Hashem is not just Chanun, he's not just Rachum, he's not just Gedol Chesed, but he's even Tov Lekol, and he has Rachmav on everything. Okay, so we're describing the tremendous Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha, Ba'asidecha Yivaruchuch. So he said, the way he read it is, what's an example of Hashem's tremendous Chesed? Yoduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. Hashem allows us to thank Him. When we thank Hashem, that is, for us, the greatest benefit. Hashem gets nothing from our thank you. If anything, Chazal seems to say that it's an insult to Hashem when we thank Him. Because we're lowly people of a lowly person, and we can't even begin to fathom the greatness of Hashem. And like the Gemara gives this marshal of a person who's a multimillionaire, and you praise him, he has $10. It's an insult. An ant insults a giant. He praises him in the sagas of the ant. It's an insult. So Hashem doesn't get anything from our praise. It's all for our good. That's what the Rabbag says. That's what the Pazik is saying. Tov Hashem lako. How is Hashem tov lako? That it's yoducha. That he allows us. He tells us. He encourages us to praise him. V'chasidecho yivarechucha. Mention his chesed. And for Malchus Yomeirub, that we should mention also, Gvurasi Dabeirub. This is all what we do, which is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Why do we do that? Or why does Hashem want us to do that? Well, did if Nei Adam Gvurasav. Because by doing that, we are kind of more emunah, more bitachin, where we know Lahodia, and it tells us Lahodia for the purpose of informing us Furosov. So it's a beautiful flows in the Ashrei. So Hashem has tremendous chesed. What's Hashem's chesed? He allows us to praise him. Why does Hashem want us to praise him? Lahodia if they adam Furosov. So that people should be margish Hashem's gevura. And it happens to be mamish what the Rabbag is saying. Shan and Ashrei, which is a very nice, helps the person to have a little kavan on the davening. But then basically the theme is that we have to hear that when we say the praises, when we say a bracha, we're doing it for ourselves, we're not doing it for Hashem's sake. It's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the opportunity to make a bracha. By making a bracha, what we're doing is we're knocking into our hearts Emunah and Bitachin, and that's really the way of solving. Many people notice that I don't really feel in my heart the connected to Hashem. I don't believe. I'm missing Emunah. I'm missing Bitachin. So the way to solve that problem, the main way, is to make brachas, to daven, to have kavana. That's how we connect, and that's how we're mechazek and strengthen our Emunah and Bitachin.